Today, the dictionary adds new words for the year.
Governor Baker picks a Springfield attorney for a judgeship.
Deer season is underway. Gas prices change and actually go down.
And Mark Auerbach is on the Arts Beat.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Stand back. The Christmas rush is on. December 1, 2021. And it's taken a turn for the chill, particularly at night. So you know fall is getting a bit long in the tooth and winter wants to have at us. Group shudder. Here's the weather. Sunshine and clouds today, high 38 to 42. That's not so bad. And tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20 to 26 degrees. With an expanded definition to reflect the times, Merriam-Webster has declared an omnipresent truth as its 2021 word of the year, vaccine. The selection follows vax as word of the year from the folks who published the Oxford English Dictionary. And it comes after Merriam-Webster chose pandemic as tops in lookups last year on its online site. Now here's some runners-up in the word biography of 2021. Insurrection, interest driven by the deadly January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol. Infrastructure, a bipartisan infrastructure bill signed into law. Infrastructure, by the way, in Latin means underneath the structure, should anybody ask you. Perseverance, this is the name of NASA's latest Mars rover, and it landed February 18, 2021. Nomad. The word had its moment with the 2020 release of the film Nomadland. And it went on to win 3 Oscars in April 2021, including Best Picture, director Chloe Zhao, and actress Frances McDormand. Other words in Merriam-Webster's top 10, cicada. We had an invasion of them. Guardian. The Cleveland Indians became the Cleveland Guardians. Meta. The lofty new name of Facebook's parent company. Cisgender. A gender identity that corresponds to one's sex assigned at birth. Woke, that's charged with politics and political correctness. And Mariah, a tropical tree and the word that won the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee for 14-year-old Zayla Avant-Garde. An attorney with nearly 3 decades of experience and an interest in fast-pitch softball for young women is Governor Charlie Baker's latest nominee for a judgeship. The governor last week tapped James Venitsis, a Springfield-based lawyer, as Associate Justice of the Superior Court, and the governor's counsel plans to hold a confirmation hearing on the new nominee tomorrow. Now, since 2004, Venitsis has been a partner at Murphy & Venitsis LLC in Springfield, with an emphasis on insurance defense. A UMass Amherst and Quinnipiac University School of Law graduate, Venitsis launched his career in 1992 with a private practice focusing on landlord-tenant matters from 97 to 2004. He also worked as a litigation and personal injury attorney in the office of Mark Salomon in Holyoke. Mark Auerbach now joins us. Christmas has swept over the stages of the region. Mark?
Christmas on the Rocks, TheaterWorks twisted holiday tradition, returns to Hartford with in-person performances December 2 through 23. Created and directed by Rob Ruggiero, it's Christmas Eve in a small town bar, and the children of Christmas Stories Past are all grown up, totally dysfunctional and utterly charming. Jennifer Cody makes her TheaterWorks debut in this production, joined by Christmas on the Rocks veterans Randy Harrison and Ted Lang. For details, twhartford.org. Unsilent Night, Phil Klein's original music event, designed to be performed outdoors during the month of December, makes its way to Williamstown December 9th. Anyone can participate by downloading one of 4 music tracks on boomboxes, Bluetooth speakers, or other devices, congregating and caroling together. Williamstown is one of numerous sites for this free walking symphony event. For details, williamstown.unsilentnight.com. A Bing Crosby Christmas, starring Jared Bradshaw from Broadway's Jersey Boys and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, showcases the music of the Andrews Sisters this year in its Goodspeed Holiday Show, December 9th through the 12th. Unforgettable hits include Jingle Bells, Chattanooga Choo Choo, and White Christmas. For details, goodspeed.org. Barrington Stage is encore streaming some of its most popular holiday fare. Aaron Tveit Live, a concert featuring the Tony Award-winning star of Moulin Rouge. Harriet Harris, starring as First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt in Mark St. Germain's Eleanor. And Holiday Getaway, starring Berkey Award winner Alan H. Green with Broadway's Alicia Umpress, are available for streaming December 9 through 12. For details, barringtonstageco.org. A Swinging Little Christmas brings Jane Lynch, Broadway-bound currently as Fanny Bryce's mother in Funny Girl, and her partner in song and comedy, Kate Flannery, to the Mahaley in Great Barrington December 10th with Tim Davis and the Tony Guerrero Quintet. Lynch, from TV's Glee, Hollywood Game Night, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, joined forces with Flannery from TV's The Office and Dancing with the Stars for this holiday album, which hit Billboard's top 10 adult contemporary chart. For details, mahaley.org. And the theater community remembers legendary Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, who had many ties to Western Massachusetts. He was a graduate of Williams College, and his musicals were frequently performed in area theaters. Barrington Stage Company got national attention for staging his Lavish Follies in a high school auditorium in Sheffield, Massachusetts, in 2005. They've subsequently produced West Side Story, Sweeney Todd and Company, and Julianne Boyd will direct A Little Night Music as the theater's season opener in 2022. Berkshire Theater Group has brought A Little Night Music, Assassins, and Side by Side by Sondheim to the Berkshires. Goodspeed has produced Sweeney Todd and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And K&E Theater launched their enterprise with both Sweeney Todd and Assassins. Not a day goes by when a Sondheim musical isn't on stage in our region. Rest in peace and thank you, Mr. Sondheim. We're sorry, grateful. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
And Mark will be with us again next Tuesday. Thank you, Mark. Gas prices in Western Mass have gone down. You heard me right. Averaging $3.36 per gallon in the past week, and it stands at $1.38 per gallon higher than a year ago. Now, according to our friends at Gas Buddy, the cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield is $3.19 per gallon, and the most expensive is $3.53 per gallon. Compared to nearby areas, Worcester is currently $3.40 a gallon, Connecticut $3.52, and Hartford $3.49 a gallon. Americans can expect the new variant to push gas prices even lower. And beyond the next few weeks, it remains nearly impossible to predict where oil and gas prices will head, though turbulence is most certainly guaranteed. Well, this is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which means it's the first day of shotgun deer season. So hunters with a permit can use shotguns to hunt deer until the end of next week. Hunting hours begin half an hour before sunrise and end half an hour after sunset. So, in order to hunt in Massachusetts, residents are required to have a hunting or sporting license. If you're from out of state, you need a big game hunting license. Non-hunters should avoid hiking and walking during dawn and dusk when visibility is reduced and animals are more active. People should also avoid wearing clothing with earth tones. Primitive firearms season begins December 13 and runs through the end of the month. Busy, busy time of year. Thank you for taking some time to join us on our program today. Our next program coming your way tomorrow, Wednesday, the middle of the week. Dawn Creighton is with us, talking about her new assignment with Mass Hire and the work she's doing of getting folks with problems back into the workforce. I hope you're with us for that program. We go online at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're available to you on demand throughout the day and the night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.